Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we celebrate Father's Day, and keeping that in mind, we want to thank God our Father for the blessings, the graces, and gifts that He has given us throughout our lives. We want to acknowledge all the fathers out there, the grandfathers, the stepfathers, all those who are fathering children and doing whatever they can to provide necessities in life for these children. And that includes food, clothing, and shelter, a beautiful home, a lot of love within that home, tuition and vacations and everything else that comes with family life. We just take our hats off today to those who are fathers and grandfathers and stepfathers, people who are really putting out for their children. And we thank God the Father, my friends, for giving us our Lord Jesus Christ to truly, you know, give us the role model in family life with the Holy Family. And here we acknowledge Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus Christ himself, and our Blessed Mother Mary. And so today, once again, we celebrate Father's Day this weekend, and we hope and pray that God will bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the intentions within your heart, within your home, may He bless you with good people who know the Lord and who speak the Lord's word at all times. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this weekend, my friends, is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So let's go to our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 to 6. And here it is. In those days, the Israelites came to the desert of Sinai and pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, Moses went up the mountain to God. Then the Lord called to him and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians, and how I bore you up on eagle wings, and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading from the book of Exodus, the Lord brings us really to a higher level, excuse me, in our relationship with Him. He wants us to really to be holy, to live a holy life. And He says it this way if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you keep that promise, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And so, for you and I, my friends, are we keeping our promises? Are we promise keepers with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? Are we breaking our promises? God calls us to the commandments, to observe them, to live them out, and to be true to the commandments, to be recipients of the blessings of obedience as the reward for heeding the decrees that God puts forth through Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. And I just say this, my friends, it is not easy to do the will of God. What God says to do and not to do is paramount. But that is the way he calls us to go. And he says it once again, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people. So where do you stand today, my friends? Are you and I under the umbrella of that grace of God? Are we keeping the covenant that God is calling us to? Or are we going on a different path, doing what feels good to ourselves? Where is God in your list of priorities? Is he first or is he last? Is he on the list at all? As many do not even attend church or are reluctant to engage in the Word of God, we have work to do throughout the country and throughout the world. But once again, for you and I, my friends, we are called to keep the covenant, to be a promise keeper in the eyes of God. Are we living up to that promise? This weekend, Father's Day weekend, I challenge you to live up to your promises and be a promise keeper. And the other side to that, my friends, is the people you keep your promises with will give you greater respect and admiration for the good things that you are doing in keeping your promises, which is very powerful as a father, as a husband, as a grandfather. God calls us to family life, and he calls us to keep our promises with him and with the people that we love. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, Christ, while we were still helpless, yet died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from the book of Romans, St. Paul delivers a powerful message, my friends, when he says Christ died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Who is it that he's referring to? the ungodly people. If we look around today in our society, throughout the world, those people can be identified. The people who really ignore the Word of God, dislike the Word Jesus Christ. Those who are averse to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The ungodly, those who are following Satan, those who are on their own path, walking in opposition to what God calls us to do in the commandments and in the Word of God, because there's so much there. But the ungodly are out there, my friends, trying to draw people in to their way of life. But God calls us to a higher standard, to a better life. And the Word of God in the book of Romans says this: God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so actions speak louder than words. And we see that the gift of salvation is available for us. Sinners we are, but God still died for us. And St. Paul makes it clear that the Lord proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. How is it that you and I prove our love for God? How is it that we prove our love for our Lord Jesus Christ each and every day? What are we doing in word and action? Actions speak louder than words. Are we following through? Are we promise keepers, keeping the covenant? Are we living up to the commandments? Are we following suit in everything God calls us to do each and every day? When we leave church, my friends, and we receive the message of the gospel, how is it that we are acting out? How is it that we are really showing the Lord our love for him? How are we proving our love for God? Because once again, God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, he died for us. Now, he's the only one in my life who ever died for me. And it's powerful to acknowledge that he loves us so much that he would do that. And our Father in heaven loves us so much that he would send his son down into the earth and to carry out the plan for salvation, which includes the Lord's life, death, and resurrection. And so that's how much God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ love us, that they would give that to us, giving us access to eternal life. And I just tell you that, my friends, because you and I may be doing fairly well, but can we do more to prove our love for God? What is it that we're willing to sacrifice for God, to give up? What kind of a community service within the family or for other people are we willing to do to prove our love for God? It's a very simple message. And the Word of God says this: we boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we speak of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the breath of life, the Word of God, when we talk about our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are boasting for God, just identifying the Son of God. We are boasting for God the Father. And this weekend is Father's Day weekend. We acknowledge the presence of God our Father in our lives. And for all those out there who have grown up without a father because of things like incarceration, addiction, or an early death due to cancer or some other illness, or possibly a father who was taken out in the military in combat, we pray that God our Father will fill that void for them through our Lord Jesus Christ and the relationship with Him. We pray that the Father of all mankind will be there to lift up those children who were born into this life without a father and have to grow up without that extra person to make things balanced, make things right in a home. We just pray that God will once again take care of all of our children by filling a void, solving problems, and satisfying a need within the heart and mind of those people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends, which is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 36 to chapter 10, verse 8. And here it is. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into the pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, and without cost you are to give." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel of Matthew today, my friends, we identify the word of God talking about the troubled and the abandoned, that Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Who is it that's out there today who has troubles? Everyone at one point in their life will be troubled, and sometimes abandoned. Even good families struggle with troubles or abandonment. So we all are prone, no one is excluded from things coming up. Life is filled with peaceful moments, peaceful years, and then interrupted by some major troubles that come up. Could be the death of a loved one, loss of a job, could be a tornado-stricken area, people losing their homes. And like sheep without a shepherd, the Lord's heart was moved with pity. And He's calling us, my friends, to go after those sheep who are lost, who have no direction. The Lord is the good shepherd. He wants to bring each and every sheep back to the fold. And He will use us to do that. He will guide us and direct us through the Holy Spirit as we come across the lost sheep, those who are misguided. And today we have tremendous evidence of entities out there who are misguiding our children, creating lost sheep. taking them from their families into a whole different path of life. So we want to pray for those today who are troubled or abandoned. We pray and we put those people into the Father's hands. Those who are runaways, those who are victims of sexual trafficking, those who are divorced and have no vision for the future and feel lonely. We pray for those who have been stricken with cancer. Just this weekend, a young lady I met at the church, 11 years old, who was stricken with cancer for 1 year now, since the age of 10. And we prayed for her. Beautiful family. As we ended the mass downstairs in conversation, they had asked me to bless the statue of Our Lady Guadalupe and revealed to me that their daughter had cancer. And so we pray for those children who have cancer, who feel like the Lord felt at the top of the cross when he said, my God, why have you abandoned me? So for those who feel abandoned by God, those who feel abandoned by their families, their fathers, their mothers, or grandparents, those who have troubles because of families who are incarcerated or addicted to drugs or alcohol, or who have financial issues due to the rising cost of food or housing. We pray for all of those people that God will provide. And above all, God will give them the love of God and the peace of God in their hearts and in their minds. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the word of God says this, my friends, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. So I pose you the question, what are you and I doing out there in terms of God's work? Are we restricting ourselves, limiting ourselves? Are we open to whatever God calls us to do? And there's many different types of work that we can do. But he says once again that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So there are many people out there, my friends, who are taking care of themselves. But if we would all do just a little bit more for other people, the world could change in a positive way. The word of God says this, that many are called and few are chosen. So if you feel called in your heart to do more, if your heart is overflowing with the love of God to do more, I ask you to step out in faith and to step up to the plate and take action. Don't let that opportunity go by, but take action as God directs you in your heart to do. Again, many are called, few are chosen. And there are those who have been chosen to lead organizations, those who have been called to be prophets, to bring a great message to the people around the world in different countries. What is your calling? What is in your heart that you feel? Don't allow that feeling to just pass by. Act on it. Talk about it, discuss it, and see how we can develop it and get you moving forward into community service, both inside and outside the church, inside and outside prison walls. There's all kinds of things that you can do. And some of the things that I recommend you do is to bring food to people who have no food through food pantries. And visiting the sick in hospitals, or those who are incarcerated, to bring them the word of God, to visit those in nursing homes who feel abandoned or lonely because they've been there without visits for months and months and months. What more can you do, my friends? First and foremost, you take care of your mind, your body and your soul, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when you're strong, you can take care of yourself and other people. And when you can take care of yourself, you can also take care of people in the community. And God calls us to do more. He says to send out laborers for his harvest. So this week, I challenge you to go out and to do just a little bit more for other people. And the word of God goes on to say this. Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, to cure every disease and every illness. So the Lord is powerful, and he gives the apostles, the 12 disciples, his followers, the authority over those unclean spirits, really, that are satanic. And he gives them the power and authority to cure every disease and every illness. And so when we are aligned with our Lord Jesus Christ, we too, my friends, have power. All things are possible with God. And as long as we keep close to God, we too have the ability to get rid of those unclean spirits and to cure disease and illness. If it be God's will, it will happen. Everything in God's time and in his way. But miracles are there for those who believe. We must believe with our hearts and confess with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord. The word goes on to say this. Do not go into pagan territory. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And God wants us to go after those people who are lost, who are by themselves, who are lonely or abandoned, those who need to be lifted up in heart, mind, and soul. And God calls us to do it. He says, do not go to the pagan territory. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the word goes on to say, make the proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And my friends, no one comes to the Father except through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God calls us to do it without cost. He says, without cost you have received, and without cost you are to give. And God loves a generous giver. So we have many messages today in our Gospel of Matthew. I challenge you, my friends, to lift those people up who really are lost sheep that God is trying to bring back to the fold. He may be using you and I today, tomorrow, and this weekend. So be open to the Holy Spirit prompting you to go out and extend yourself to those lost sheep in the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio on Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.